your
very
patience.
Much.
I know we have some committee members with some calendar issues today, so we're going to try to get through some of the action items. So I think the next action item is number 7. And then if someone has to leave, they aren't missing any votes. Item 7.
Item number 7 from the Director, Department of Transportation, requesting authorization to accept land sale proceeds in the amount of $13,071,872 from the Wisconsin Department of Transportation as payment for 10 parcels on Milwaukee County-owned land needed as part of the Zoo Freeway Interchange Reconstruction Project.
Supervisor Johnson?
Mr. Chairman, I move approval of item number 7.
Go ahead, Mr. Cade.
Thank you. I just wanted to point out, I'm not sure if you're going to have him speak, but to the extent that you might have gone to roll, I just wanted to point out that one of the recommendations is to take some money and place it into debt service reserve. Your adopted policy is that these monies would go into the appropriation contingencies, and then, as you know, at the end of the year, you often make a decision about how much of the money is surplus, including monies in the appropriation contingencies, may be moved to the debt service reserve and how much gets kept to determine your end of the year surplus. But I just to let you know that this would be a change to go directly to the debt service as opposed to the appropriation for contingencies. Okay.
Did you want to add anything to that?
I don't think so, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. We have a motion. Supervisor
Jersey. Well, that is a significant policy difference.
Yep.
And I would like to, I would like to accept the sale proceeds, but I don't want to change our policy. I mean, I think that's a significant issue as to payment of debt service versus making other decisions. So is this something that we can change?
Strike line 103 and 104.
I believe it is.
Mr. Chairman, it's the pleasure of the committee. You could just, instead of placing the money into the debt service reserve, you can just change debt service reserve to the appropriation for contingencies. What it would do would add to your this year's amount of monies available. And to the extent that you do not need those dollars, you then at the end of the year or at post-closing, you would have a decision as to make as to where your final surplus then you could decide to put those in the debt service
right.
reserve at a later date. So you still reserve that right.
And that's, I think that's the way we've done in the past, is it not?
I bring it up because it is your adopted policy.
Right.
And it is part of the budget that you've adopted.
Mr.
But that doesn't mean you couldn't do it to the debt service reserve. You could. I just wanted
right.
to make sure it was aware that it was a policy change.
Mr. Fudge? Just to clarify something that Mr. Cady mentioned, the comptroller's report for the second quarter that should be taking up later with the $6 million surplus, excuse me, does assume that this $2.8 million is kept in the appropriation for contingencies.
Mm-hmm.
So just to clarify, sorry, that this would not increase the surplus in his report to $6.8 million. It would keep it at the $6
million. Thank you.
Now
Chairs.
You've got me confused. Because it says we're putting the $2.8 million line 104 in the debt service reserve.
Maybe
and the comptroller.
Another way, if you put it in the debt service reserve, it would reduce the surplus for the year that you project to $6 million, $4 million.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you want to keep it at the $6 million level, you would have to put it in the appropriation.
Let me state it another way. The comptroller was assuming we were going to be consistent with our policy directives.
That's right.
When he made his report. So, I mean,
right.
is this an amendment?
Yeah.
Is this
yeah.
something
you can make an
amendment?
Yeah, I think you can amend this. Line 104, just change debt service reserve to contingency fund.
For contingency.
I would make that amendment.
So is our clerk clear on what the amendment is?
So line 104 to change debt reserve to appropriation for contingencies.
So it would read, shall be deposited into the appropriation for contingencies.
Instead
account.
Of debt service reserve.
Or unit 1945 appropriation.
Ooh.
That's a pleasure. I will draft that for you, if you like, after the motion, and then you'll have to know what I think it's done.
Okay. Supervisor Schmidt, did you have something?
Yeah, I just make a quick comment, please. Thank you. Yes, I mean, this is our policy. I know if we do something that we talked about extensively today, you know, we're using a lot of contingency funds. And also, I don't think we're being unmindful of debt service. I think this committee also, we looked at the end of last year, I know it's been a strong emphasis of the county executive to work on the debt service. There's a lot of monies being gotten here, and I want to give my compliments to the gentleman at the table and also Mr. Busalaki, who's no longer with us, because this is a lot more money than we were projected to get. I think all of you probably remember that, a lot more money, like about three or four times, as a matter of fact. And there's been a lot of work behind the scenes that have gone into this, and I think we're getting the money we deserve from the state, but getting what we deserve and what we get many times, is, as all of us know, is not usually the case. So so while I understand from the county executive's perspective about the debt service, it goes away from a policy, and I think we'll be open to putting more into debt service too, but I don't want to control our hands right now. And again, obviously the comptroller figured this in already, as was mentioned. So I think we better stay with that policy and hope people understand that in good terms. Thank you.
So we have Supervisor Jurczyk's amendment. Can we take the roll on the amendment? Take the roll on the amendment.
On the amendment, Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye. Now we have the item as amended. Supervisor Lipscomb?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Question about the $3.8 million in new projects where the proceeds are being allocated. Much of the proceeds are being allocated to $3.8 million in new projects. That, just curious the extent to which those are necessary and related to the zoo interchange, or whether they're just things that happen to be nearby that we wanted to do, and here's some money to do them, particularly some of the parking lots that don't seem to be BHD, wouldn't seem to be right by the interchange. And
well, isn't it off? Isn't CATC in between them? If you could address that.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, Brian Dranzik, Director of Transportation, along with me is Mr. Alan Markovitz, our counsel on this project. In answer to your question, they are impacted significantly, as a matter of fact. Children's Court, for example, the largest item in that, the $2.6 million item, will have its access impacted to the degree that it will only, as the DOT presented it, would have only have access off of Watertown Plank. We're going to need to look at putting in an access road off of Innovation Drive, and that would have a direct impact on the existing parking lot. Because it is going to cut through that parking lot, that new road, we're going to have to look at basically a reconfiguration of that lot. When you start getting to that work, now you're talking about the impacts of drainage and things like that. So it actually has a fairly substantial impact for that particular site. Similarly with BHD, there's, due to the road widening and work that's being done in that particular area, there's going to be an impact to their lot directly, where we're going to have to put in a temporary lot while a permanent replacement is going on, and then keep that all in place afterwards. The impacts that are happening to their site a lot of times is the site access itself, and because of that, it's changing the configuration of their lots. And that's what we're looking to have done in these particular projects, so that there's adequate employee parking along with visitor parking for those particular facilities.
And Mr. Chairman, for Attorney Markovitz, did the costs of those projects drive the price that we're being compensated, or is there no relation?
It's really one of each. Certainly there was money in the project awards for what the state believed it was going to cost to do this. That's why we have used the option of forcing the state to go to award, which gives us 2 years within which to appeal, because in a number of instances we've already forecast some cost overruns, which we intend to go back to the state and require them to pay.
And if I may follow up, Mr. Chair, and Supervisor, these particular projects are the ones we're talking about. We are most likely going to be going back and requesting additional compensation on these from the state, because the way in which the settlement was provided and the timing of the project was such that they provided the settlement, we have to go ahead and do this work, and we anticipate going back for some further settlement.
I just want to make sure that we don't get any confusion caused by terminology. When we talk about the money we've gotten as a settlement, it is really not a settlement amount. We were engaged in negotiations, but instead of concluding the negotiations in a way in which we could not go back, we've insisted that the negotiations conclude with a formal award, which gives us 2 years within which to go back, during which we will know whether we have these overruns and have the option to go back. It's just part of managing the legal aspects of this so that the county is in the best possible position.
Thank you. That's helpful.
Supervisor Drizzi?
Is that two-year window a two-way street? Can the state come back?
No. This is one where we have a little advantage over the state, not from what I've been hearing lately is the usual situation.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move approval item 7 as amended.
Any further discussion? If not, would you take the roll, please?
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
9 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve as amended is approved.
We're going to try to do item 10 also now.